The CEO of Meridian Energy says a proposed oil refinery to be built near Belfield will be, as he put it, the cleanest refinery on this planet.
We have taken every bit of technology that's been invented over the last 50 years that has found a home here and there throughout the industry. It's all pulled together in one location. And as a result, the emissions per 1,000 barrels per day capacity for this project are a fraction of the industry average.
William Prentice says work on the Davis refinery will begin soon after an air quality permit is issued.
We're hoping that that'll happen in the next 2 months or so, let's say 2 to 3 months. We go into the ground, and if that happens, we should be in operation during late 2018.
The Davis refinery will be only the second so-called greenfield refinery permitted since 1976. Prentice says the plan is to build it in two phases. The first phase will be 27,500 barrels per day. A second phase would essentially double the size to 55,000 barrels per day. Prentice says Bakken crude will be relatively easy to refine.
There are parts of the world that I've worked in the refining business and building refineries, where people would put this right into their truck and make it work. It's beautiful crude oil.
North Dakota currently has two other refineries, the 74,000 barrel per day Mandan refinery and the 20,000 barrel per day Dakota Prairie refinery in Dickinson. Both are owned by Tesoro. For Prairie Public, I'm Dave Thompson.